high sign. Okay, got the high sign. All right, now that's hitchhiking, right? Okay. All right, let's start with a little process. Maybe not so little if you give yourself the process. So I'm going to call in the light of the Most High and just follow the process. So Lord God, send us your light. We put this time into your light for the highest good. Have that come forward, which is for our highest good. Okay, and I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to say it a few times, and I just want you to pay attention to the response inside of you. Okay? All right. There's only God. There's only God. There's only God. There's only God. Okay, and when you can, bring your consciousness back. Okay, and who'd like to share his or her experience of what that response to that simple truth was? We can start here. Anybody like to share here? Okay.
Just wanting to spend more and more time with God.
Okay, wanting to spend more and more time. Okay.
Like, oh, Gertie, of course.
Of course, okay.
Well.
Okay. Go ahead.
An inner knowing.
An inner knowing that what?
That there's only God.
Okay, an inner knowing. Okay. Okay. Anyone else here like to share? Good.
The other day, when you said it, it brought back something that I flashed on the other day, was that I was sitting in my office and I had this flash or awareness or what, I don't know what to call it, that everything I was looking at I had made up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like this entire thing was created, like I made it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say this entire thing was created, I made it up, thing refers to what?
Everything I was looking at, the world. You know,
the world.
The world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This was
okay. Mm-hmm.
Like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not, exactly,
not at all,
but
okay.
Yeah, but
gotcha.
Like, you know,
okay.
I had created all of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It wasn't real.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
But
mm-hmm.
It was real, right.
Well,
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
Let me just say that the flash was, I made this all up.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I didn't
good.
Do anything else with it other than.
Good. Okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who else? Anybody else here like to share? Okay, if there's anyone in phone land, if you'd unmute your phone and...
I'd like to share, Dr. Lane.
Go ahead, please do.
Every time you asked the question, I heard, I know, and then it got deeper and deeper, and it was just like, I know.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay.
I heard, love and light, love and light, love and light.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Those of you familiar with the lyrics will know what song I'm alluding to. Okay, well, thank you. All right. Who else?
Dr. Lane?
Yep.
What I heard was, everything is God, the good, the bad, everything. And that whatever is.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Did you actually hear the good and the bad?
Yes. what I really heard was everything is God, and whatever is, is.
Oh, okay.
I added that at the end.
I'm sure you did. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay.
Can I share the joy?
Go ahead, please do.
I experienced several stages going into deeper. First it was skepticism, then there was anger, then there was frustration.
I'm sorry.
But I was very encouraged by what you said about it wasn't a little process if I allowed it, so mm-hmm. it just seemed like the onion.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
Healing, and then I knew in the core it really, that it is true.
Okay, good. Okay. Who else? Anybody else like to share?
I'll share, Dr. Lai.
Go ahead, please do.
What came up for me was, then why am I working so hard?
Okay.
Sort of that I needed to allow more, that if everything is God, regardless of, if everything is God, then I could spend more time allowing and less time sort of what feels like forcing.
Okay, good. Okay, excellent. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, who else would like to share?
I'll share, Dr. Lane.
Okay, good.
Well, I got something really not like what everybody else got.
That's
I got
okay.
an image, and it was a cowboy rodeo clown.
Okay, and
I got that twice, and then there was an image of the cowboy rodeo clown dog, boxer dog.
Okay, and what'd you make of that?
Well, I think it means that God is everything and can be anything.
Even the rodeo clown and the boxer.
And the rodeo clown.
And why a boxer dog?
Why
okay.
Boxer dog?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Not sure.
Okay. All right. Anybody else like to share?
I felt myself removed from my so-called problems. I wasn't even viewing them as problems anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that negativity being permeated by the light and then being lifted up into the light.
Okay. All right, the person had an experience of being withdrawn or pulled back from perception of problems, and that the light just dispersed all that negativity. Okay, good. Okay. Anybody else like to share? One more, come on. Okay, all right. So to just chant the sacred names of God that you were given at the time of initiation.
I would be willing to, Dr. Lane.
Okay, go ahead. Share, go ahead.
What I felt was just going deeper and deeper and deeper inside myself and just knowing that God is inside.
Okay, good. Okay, so going deeper and deeper. Okay, good. All right. Okay, I want to just, okay, and I'm going to ask you to mute your phones again, or remute, if there is such a word, your phones. Okay. I was moved to give this satsang simply because of that there's a real truth that, yeah, everything is God. That is the simple truth, okay? And yet there's a part in us that's deaf, dumb, and blind, and oh yeah, there's only God. Well, what about me? And so much of what we do is a struggle or a civil war going on inside. Okay, now we're at the satsang, and really you can see the blessing of participating in the spiritual satsang, being together with the teaching with the teachings and with the teacher, and that you're lifted up through the realms and the negativity, and you're really held to the spirit you are, or the Christed consciousness, okay? But many of you choose to ignore, forget, not always remember. And when we don't remember, we get into the what about me, okay? And we've talked about this many times, the lower self, the false self, perceives that if it goes into spirit and gives itself over, it's going to lose, or it's going to die, or it's somehow going to be cheated out of things. Okay? And so for example, like I was talking to someone yesterday, and the person, because of the situation, this person was in, this person did need some support and help, etc., and just managing everyday, the everydayness of it, and it was difficult to come by for this person, and so the basics, and I'm not sure this person actually knew it was the basics, because she was so identified with it, really felt, well, if I can't get help, then why should I help others, you know? Why should I do any service because I'm not getting any help? Okay, that's a good basic self-response, okay? So right away, though, you can see the person's forgetfulness, the person choosing into it, and yeah, they may have been, you know, tired, exhausted, whatever, but still there's choice, okay, to choose into that reality, okay? And where was this person, okay? See, and also the basics gave good feedback. Okay, well, I'm not getting any help. Why should I help others? Okay, now that's just the basic self-thought. And you don't want to run with your thoughts or take them for real. And that's what happened. This person took them for real and acted out. And you see the battle of spirit versus matter, etc. And yet it had nothing to do, of course, with spirit. See, and yet spirit was there as the antidote. Well, yeah, even if you don't feel like helping others, or you don't feel like you're getting help, you're here to do service. It's one of the ways, interestingly enough, it's one of the ways that the teacher has set up selfless service for you to lift and go beyond the bondage to this world. And so there you are refusing it. See how smart that person is? See how smart we all are? Okay, so there's that forgetfulness of, oh yeah, it's only God. Yeah, but what about me? Okay, and when we move into the knowing of ourselves as spirit, then guess what? Well, of course, yeah. And that's what a lot of people said. Well, yes, of course. Sure. Okay, I know. I understand. Okay, I have that. Or one person's experiencing of moving through the levels of, or the layers of skepticism, cynicism, etc., anger, and then encouragement or being encouraged. The courage of being in the spirit that you are, okay? See, and the, you know, I've always loved rodeo clowns, and I've loved them for several reasons. One is because they look really great. They look like real clowns. They look real stupid, okay? And I don't think, and I love them also because I don't think people understand just how serious their job is and how incredibly well they do it. That their job is to divert the attention of this crazed bull, or I guess some other big, enormous, strong animal, away from the person so that the person doesn't get hurt. And they're putting their own life and limbs at risk. And they're just so skillful at it, okay? And isn't this really what God does? He keeps us safe. He keeps us protected. He keeps the animal in us, the lower self, actually, from not hurting us if we allow it, the false self, etc. And yet we kind of take God for granted. We don't appreciate what he does for us, okay? And so many of us, we tend to see the situation we're in. Remember that satsang is a situational. And most of the time, yeah, it is. And yet we extrapolate from the situation and make it our real reality. And we'll never get out of it. We get discouraged. We get depressed, etc. Okay? And then, of course, what do? We blame it on God. We blame it on spirit. We blame it on the teacher. You know? If you don't have any money because you haven't been working or this or that's happened, it's God's fault. It's the teacher's fault. If your husband can't stand you for that day, it's obviously God's fault or the teacher's fault, whatever. Okay? You know, and I acknowledge that. You know, I have a really nice poster, very big poster, of this duck wearing sunglasses, lounging around in an Adirondacks chair. And all around it are bullet holes. Guy's a sitting duck, okay? God's a sitting duck. Teacher's a sitting duck, okay? Why? Because we forget that the teacher and God are just the mirror for our own projections, for our own negativity, and we're taking our creations as real. As real. Okay? See? But the simple truth is that you are God, and yeah, believe it or not, this world was created just for you, for each one of you. Think about that. This world was created just for you. So that you could have the experience of this world, gain the incredible opportunity and take the opportunity to use this plane, this planet, to complete your karmic journeys. The most negatively charged plane is going to be the springboard to your own divinity, to God, inside yourself. That's pretty amazing. Okay, I'm going to ask someone to mute his or her phone because we have an incredible feedback system going on. So if you'd be kind enough to do that. Okay. See, and of course, you know, what we're so busy doing is God is our best friend, like a dog, you know, man's best friend. And what do? You know, it ain't what the play said, you know, my arms are too short to box with God. That's baloney. I've never seen someone's false self too short to box with God. That's all they do. That's all they do. It's a constant boxing match, chucking and jiving and ducking and whopping and positioning and trying to outmaneuver and trying to get the punch in and et cetera, trying to give it back and trying to, you know, vent the anger, et cetera, all at God. Let's beat up God. Let's beat up the spirit because it's so demanding. What does God want from you? To lift, to grow, to be in joy, to be encouraged, to have the courage to be the spirit that you are. Wow. Wow. To know that you're loved so intently that if you knew, I'm not sure you could get off your hands and knees. Not from begging, but just out of joyful and complete surrender. And yet, remember the way the lower self functions is the antithesis of the way the soul functions. The lower self functions as, all right, what's in it for me? The soul functions as, okay, what can I give? Okay, so the nature of God is always to give. Nature of the teacher is always to give. It's very painful when the initiate turns or is not open or chooses into negativity, because then the teacher, he's only the servant of the student. He can't give because that's what the consciousness of that student is saying. I'm choosing into negativity. I'm not present. So the teacher can't give, and that's painful. Okay? See, and that's why the teachings of the Path of Soul Transcendence teach us that prosperity follows abundance. See, because it's our nature. Our nature is abundance on all levels. And in the physical, it's prosperity. Okay? So it just has to go with our nature. We don't have to manipulate, strive, or anything else like that. See? You know, I found it really, really interesting that some of the work on some of the committees going on has a lot to do with learning to live in grace. And that some members were still, if they decided to stay with it, and those who didn't couldn't get past it, they couldn't abide by the way of grace, that somehow the mind couldn't comprehend how it was going to happen, etc., etc. So it seemed like a fairy tale, a pipe dream, or whatever they thought it was, okay? Instead of the way of grace, which is you co-create, you put one foot in step of the other, in front of the other, you do what you have to do, and God meets you each step of the way and is each step of the way, okay? Instead of having to do X, Y, and Z to try to get A, B, C result, okay? You're just present and you proceed, okay? Not doing things in order to get, okay? That's the lower self. That's the... And the mind is a part of the worlds of negativity, and it doesn't go into the spirit. It can't know. Okay? So part of what the mind is always going to be doing is it's going to be chucking up doubts, and the correlation of that is worry. It's going to be giving you lots of things to doubt and a lot of worry. Oh, my God, how's that going to happen? How's this? How's that? Etc., etc. Oh my God, will it happen? I don't know, and what I got to do, and all that kind of stuff. Instead of, okay, co-creating it with God, clarity and guidance, do X, Y, and Z, put in the light for the highest good, and we proceed. And we do it from a clear space instead of from worry. See, I got a very good definition once of stress, and it was real simple. And stress was not following, actually the word was living, not living the teachings. That's stress. I thought, wow, that's interesting. Okay. So since God's a lot smarter than I am, I said, okay, let me think about that. But I got it pretty quickly. Well, of course, God's pretty smart. He got that one. That's true. Because guess what? If we're not living the teachings, we're not living in grace, And then we're into power, control, manipulation. God, that takes so much effort, takes so much work, takes so much stress, okay? Because stress is going against that which you are. That's the stress. And knowing what's innately so, that's the stress, okay? You know, and I thought, well, you know, it's interesting. When they build bridges or certain other things, it's all figured out on how much stress can be accommodated. And the human body obviously can take a lot of stress. But when you think about us as the spirit we are and as accountable, every instance of stress, and by the way, another name for stress is karma. So every karma is recorded, and we're held accountable and responsible. So isn't that interesting? You know? Isn't that interesting? You know? And then, you know, this last week or two, I read something very interesting about one of the holidays of one of the religions where people observe it by fasting. And the scholarship revealed that there was nothing in the religion that said one had to fast, that it simply had been a traditional thing, that a certain phrase was interpreted as meaning X, Y, and Z, along with a few other things, but there was nothing said about fasting. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice to tell everyone who does this that, hey, you don't have to do this. And then wouldn't it be nice to have people of all religions and people of no religions drop the mechanism behind it? What's the mechanism? Fasting, self-abnegation, etc., etc., infliction. Actually, that was what the tradition was based on. It was based on infliction. And why do you have to inflict? The relationship with God is one of joy, one of peace, one of contentment, one of happiness. It's not about infliction. And yet, that's what we do so much inside ourselves, because that's what we experience God as. We experience God many times, at least the lower self does, as inflicting upon us. Our way of life is going to change. I'll have to give up X, Y, and Z. God's going to inflict on my happiness. He is inflicting on my happiness, etc., etc. See? How long does your happiness last? Well, when I find it, like once every 22, 23 years, something like that, it may last for, I don't know, day, two, you know? Sometimes I'm happy when I eat a good meal. How long does that last? Depends how fast I chew my food. Sometimes I feel happy when I have great sex. Oh yeah, how long does that last? Depends. 30 seconds to 30 minutes, whatever, you know. I ain't what I used to be, so I can't say all night. Okay, but even say all night, you know. How long is that as a percentage of your life? And how often does that happen? Okay, and why not live in joy and have happy moments as you have happy moments? But it's stressful to try to make those happy moments. You know? Just like I always get a kick out of people who do things so they can create memories. You know? I'm doing this so we can create memories. Well, what is the person saying? Think about it. Okay, I'm going to create living in time and space and be falsely identified. Okay? Don't you think the spirit in you knows and remembers everything? It's not going to forget anything. So you're going to create moments of memory that connote happiness? And how many will they be in your life? 20, 30, 40? See? This is all the result of there's only God. Oh, yeah? What about me? Okay? You know, and you can see how the world moves around. It's all about the what about me. And God doesn't exist, or there's no God, or he's marginalized, etc., etc. He's only found in churches, institutions, etc. And no one wants to take the responsibility of, hey, God's inside. This is the way to access it. This is the way to use the gift of human life. Oh, no, 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 no. Let me play dumb. Let me play dumb. Well, dumb is spelled K-A-R-M-A. And that's okay. God's patient. His patience is known as reincarnation. Take as long as you want, okay? But don't kid yourself. Know that that's what you're doing. See, and the blessing of coming together, being in satsang, being together with the teacher is, yeah, that place in you that knows there's only God is strengthened, is reinforced, and you move into that. And you know more and more the truth of who you are. You can't deny it. And everything else is simply a lie. You know? And I always think of people as being two-faced. Not that they're bad. Not that they're conniving. Not that they're trying to pull anything. Okay? But that they're asleep. Okay? The one face, the soul, the spirit in them, faces the truth. And faces the Lord God. The other part makes like it's dumb. It don't know from nothing, as they say. It's asleep. It doesn't know from anything. Okay? So what's the answer? Well, the answer is education. Okay? The soul has to be educated. You know? We send our kids to school for God knows how long. God knows how much it cost. You know? And yet the real education doesn't get done. But we need to give our children the real education. And we need to give ourselves the real education. Okay, and the education is done through choice into the upliftment and the growth and the up vibration. Okay? What's going to happen when you leave the body? It's going to happen to everyone. No one's exempt. We all have to leave the body sometime. If we're lucky, okay, and really I don't mean to use that word. If we're especially blessed, well, guess what? We've had that experience so often that we know how to do it in our sleep, no pun intended. And what is that? We know how to be with God while we're in the body. If we follow the teachings on Simran and Dayan, we get to be with God. And that's where we're going when we leave the body, because we can withstand that frequency. Okay? We don't. We haven't done a spiritual progression. Well, that's okay. We'll just go in the inner worlds to where that vibration is. or where our karma is. So if we're vibrating here on the causal level or the mental level, we drop the body, that's where we're going. Okay? And the Christ exists on that level. You know, many people say, oh, I work with the Christ, I work Jesus. Well, yeah, that's nice, but on what level? What level are you working with the Christ? Because the Christ is the office of, in charge of all souls who are in the negative worlds. Okay? So, yeah, you are working with the Christ. But what frequency of the Christ? That's super important, okay? And so when everything is God, you know, now you see what we do. I was very struck by the lady who, I don't want to mention names. I love her dearly, but I still don't want to mention her name, who said that everything is God. And then she added the good and the bad. And I said, did you really hear that? And then she fessed up and said, no, I added it, okay? But that's what we do, okay? What did the mind do? Think about it. What did the mind do? It immediately went into duality, good and bad, okay? But there's no such thing as good, and there's no such thing as bad in the oneness of the spirit. It just is. Okay? God is. That's who we are. Okay? And we fight it. We box against this simple truth. God is God. We're of the same essence. We're created in His image. We're of the sound current. We're of the Holy Spirit. We have the same as the Great Spirit, as the Lord God. We're one and the same. You know? I always get a kick out of people who say they don't believe in God. Well, I don't believe in God either. I have zero belief in God. Okay? But when they say that, they're saying, oh, because my mind can't understand it, or you can project anything onto God. So how do you know He exists? Okay? Okay? But what they're not saying is, I'm just very materialistic. So I really believe that if I don't see God or know God through my senses, He doesn't exist. Okay? But there's another way. Okay? And that's the way of the soul body, of the spiritual light. See, there are two lights on this planet. One's the magnetic light, which emanates along the negative polarity, and the other is the spiritual light, which emanates out of the realms of spirit. Okay? We call in the light, but the light is really shorthand when we say that, for the light of the Most High, which emanates out of the Lord God Himself. And the spiritual light operates on both the positive polarity and the negative polarity. Okay? The magnetic light can't go and operate along the spiritual polarity, but the spiritual light can go and operate along the magnetic polarity. Okay? And God's given us this polarity here. We have this polarity. Without the polarity, without the duality, there's no manifestation. Nothing manifests. So we have that. And we know that God's given us the negative pole as a strengthener so that we can push against it, as it were, choose away from it, choose into the spiritual pole, and be strengthened so that we can indeed be in the presence of the Lord God. We have that strength. We can hold that frequency. We can hold that vibration. Okay? So when we get into It's only God. Oh, yeah, what about me? That's the negative polarity. See? What about me? Separation, duality. When it's only God, that's the unipolar existence. But you go, what about me? You've dropped into duality. Okay? But we also have a conscious self to moderate our choices. And then it's our job where we're going to focus and what we're going to allow. See, and I was struck by the person who very honestly said, you know, God, if it's all God, what am I doing trying so hard? I just need to allow. Yeah. Tar. Take the tar workshop next time it's around. Trust, allow, and receive. That's crucial. That is so crucial. Okay. And, okay, so all the struggle that we have, guess what? That's our doing. Okay, we can give up the struggle. We can move into, as someone said, it's all love and light. Yeah, it is. It's all love and light. Okay, everything else is illusion. Other than God is illusion. Okay, now, in wrapping this up, I just want to say that the teachings teach us that we have one test for everything. And that test is real simple. Can I take it before the Lord God? Can I take it with me to the Lord God? And if you can't, then guess what? Don't bother holding it in your consciousness. You know? I had a conversation with someone recently, and I suggested, you know, what you're doing, remember, what you hold in your consciousness, the teacher has in his. Do you really want to do that to your teacher? And the person, oh, I can't go there, I can't go there. Well, but maybe you need to go there and just see how you're one with the Spirit and how what you do affects us all. And, you know, it's real interesting to me that so many people who are in the West, they throw out karma and reincarnation. And every time I ask someone, they use different words, but it always boils down to the same thing. Well, if they believe in that, then they're not so important. Okay, that's, of course, the ego speaking. But in reality, it makes you even more important. Because every thought, every feeling, every action, you're accountable for. Everything you're accountable for. How much more important can you be? See, and we love to play the game of we're not important, so we're not important, we're not accountable. But you are 100% accountable. Okay, and the part in you that goes, well, what about me? That's the part that doesn't want to be accountable. Okay? But in the accountability is the learning, is the freedom, is the joy, is the peace. And yet we mock it up like being accountable is like heavy duty, oppressive, doesn't feel good, and negative. But the separation from God, that's the pain, that's the hurt. And in this thing called the human race, that's where people's hurt is, that's where people's pain is. Their separation from the living God, from themselves. It's real simple. So the next time the a simple truth rings out, hey, there's only God, and there's a part in you that goes, what about me? Answer them truthfully. You're God too. I will stop with that, and I'll take questions in a few minutes. Okay, if there's a question from Phoneland, I will take it. Oh, okay. Is there a question?
Dr. Lane, Dr.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, if someone has a question. I don't know why it's...
I do, Dr. Lane.
Okay, go ahead.
What I heard is that song, and it is everything else other than God is an illusion.
is L?
Okay, do you really want to know?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Your doubt, your fear, your lack, your limitation consciousness, your worry, your concerns, your judgments, etc. Everything that you decide to create away from the Lord God. Your hurt, your history, etc., etc., all that is illusion. Okay? In reality, anything and everything on your karmic record is a record of your illusion. Okay? Because when the soul is in alignment with the Lord God, in order to do that, all its karma has been cleared, and actually there is no karmic record of the soul because there's no karma. So anything on the karmic record, okay, any thought, any feeling, any creation away from the Lord God, that's the else. Okay, good. The mind's a terrible thing to waste, except when you should. Okay. Next question.
Just a comment. It sounds like you're really talking about self-talk and just really staying present and doing self-talk.
Okay, it sounds like I was talking about self-talk and staying present. Yeah, that is one of the great ways you have of bridging the gap between it's only God and, oh yeah, what about me? So that the me drops, you see? And by the way, in the evolution of a soul, obviously you come to know yourself as soul, as spirit, and you enter into eternal life or the resurrected body when you're free from karma, when you've entered what's called the soul realm, okay? But in the soul's progression, it actually does progress to where it is not even an individual soul anymore, but merges into the great soul, so that any sense of an individual soul is lost and is not needed, okay? But yeah, you as initiates, you're blessed with many great, great avenues, great tools to bridge the gap. Self-talk, tools for living free, videos, newsletters, satsangs, whatever it is, picture, etc. You have so many great opportunities to forget. You know, if you've forgotten who you are, you have ways to come into remembrance, okay? And the thing that I'm always struck by in talking with so many is their insistence on staying dumb, staying forgetful. For whatever seemingly illusionary short-term gain can be done. Of course, it's like, chopping off your nose to spite your face. But that recognition only comes a little bit further along. But that's what you're doing when you do that. Okay. All right. Thank you for the comment. Okay. All right. Any other question or? No? Okay. Well, I'll count to three and then I'll say good night. One. Two, three, and good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you need to say anything or?
Oh, if anybody would like to order a CD or MP3, please place your orders as Dr. Lane goes around and says Dr. Lane's goodbyes.
Okay. Well, I can only say my goodbyes. But okay, I'm going to say much love and light to you in Pennsylvania, Mr. Andrew. God bless you. Take excellent care of yourself. I'm glad you joined us, kiddo.
Thank you so much. Can I have a CD, Melissa, please?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Much love and light. Do you want to...
Good night, doctor.
Good night. Much love, Andrew.
Okay.
And good night, Tennessee. Much love and light to you, Peggy, huh? I'm glad you joined us.